Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's talk about IPOs. What will be the biggest IPO this year?
Biggest IPO. Who's going first?
Stripe.
Oh, probably. Damn, you said it. That I was going to say, I'll go first.
What we twins?
Yeah, I'm saying Stripe.
Stripe is going to be the biggest, most incredible IPO of this decade. It, like, for me, I'm thinking it's going to be Alibaba in the States. And anybody that's ever used it, for my business owners, the reason why they've been throttling, and you, like, if you get to a 0.5% refund rate, they're taking you out the ecosystem because they're going public. That's why. But Stripe probably has the most seamless process ever, and the investment that they're doing is incredible. The expansion in Europe and Asia will be tremendous. I truly think in like 5 or 6 years, they're probably 400.
Ian, I got the word for you. So we both agree on Stripe. For those who are not familiar with Stripe, it's a payment processor that has technology, invoicing tools, and business financing. They already have clients like Lyft and Shopify. Peloton is one of their clients. And a lot of entrepreneurs use Stripe. Here's the key word, though. If they go public. You're talking about a company that's worth, their valuation is at $100 billion already.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the key word is if they go public. And that's kind of like the thing out there is like, which they might want to just stay private, right? $100 billion right now.
But I would argue in 10 years, they're probably worth $2 trillion. Because if you think about it, all my business owners, you know this. Even to this day, Square is great, right? PayPal, solid. I know PayPal is Trapp's pick for this year over Square. Shout out to my guy. But even to this day, Clover's decent. There are not many. Okay, let's be real. None of us have ever been like, man, I just love this payment processor. God, they're amazing. So that gives a gap for opportunity, and Stripe is probably the closest thing. But when they are a cash cow, they're wielding their power and being like, hey, I want you guys to entice me so much. And because inflation is going to uptick this year, quantitative easing is over, I will probably wait a little bit too and make the banks chase me a little bit and give me an offer that I couldn't refuse if I'm already at $100 billion. But I think they'll probably be a $2 or $3 trillion dollar company in 2029.
Yeah, I think I saw this chart somewhere. I think that the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest private companies right now that have yet to IPO. By a landslide, like $100 billion.
Stripe.
Yeah. So I got a sleeper though. I got a sleeper, and I only because again, it's going to go back to what I said about Meta, and obviously the metaverse and cryptocurrency. I think Discord is going to be a sleeper that we should watch if they IPO.
Listen, on the low.
Yeah. So here's why. If you're in that space and you know Discord, I mean they're gaining followers by the hundred thousands a day, right? Like I just saw somebody who created the Discord. And for those who are not in the know, it's an online chat service. They created Discord, 100,000 people signed up in a day, 200,000 people signed up in a day. We saw Offtake did his NFT. Hundreds of thousands of people are signing up within weeks. And so if you continue that pace and with more NFT projects coming, I think Discord is one of those sleepers that we need to keep an eye on, as well as Instacart. I say Instacart because I use it all the time.
Instacart, decent. Yeah, yeah. Cool. But the margin thing, it's cool. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. I guess it's a good C player. It's a good third player. Yeah. It's not a star. So but yeah, Discord,
sleeper.
They are the manifestation of everything Twitter and AOL and Instant Messenger back in the day wish they could be. Like the virality of it, it almost feels like it's an MLM. Like people join it so fast and use it like,
yeah,
but the business model is amazing. Yeah, like Mike clipped it up. That's what's called Discord home run.
Yeah, it's one of those sleepers that definitely everybody, if you're not familiar with, you will be familiar with in the next 2 to 3 years for sure. You'll probably be in one.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay 1 step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Within the next 2 to 3 years. So
Discord's a vibe.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, you can create your whole community and communicate with them inside of there.
9,100 people on YouTube. Yeah,
9,000. What up?
What's going on?
Yeah.
Somebody said, the Calm segment sponsored by Calm. Just joking. But Calm, come sponsor the show.
I thought Reddit. I see somebody put Reddit in the chat. I would have said Reddit, but I wanted to give the sleeper. I mean, I feel like Reddit is so obvious.
Reddit is decent, though. Like, yeah. I love the platform. But yeah, in terms of bang for its buck, I haven't looked at Reddit. I mean, I've been down with COVID because I haven't done enough research on their revenue. But
yeah,
Discord and Stripe are.
Discord's a vibe.
That's great. Yeah. We both got the same thing, man.
There you have it.
Please write that down. Look forward to those IPO, Discord, and when Shoddy and I don't disagree on something, and Troy Stamper too, home run.
Let's talk about quantitative easing in April 2022 and how that will affect the stock market.
I told you guys the most important indicator of all time ever in the history of mankind is quantitative easing, and that is the government printing money. We've been printing money since 2008. Kudos to Obama when he took over from George W. Bush. And the market was not doing well. Now, I think this time for 2020, they printed too much money and now they have to finally taper or pull back. But now, when the money is not flowing as freely, now we're going to see what startups are really going to be doing really well. Kudos to Jair Henry. I think Loop will do very well. We're all invested in that. But the companies that you guys that have historically have been able to get good trades off with, like NEO, you won't be able to do that in 2022 post April. Like, the quality companies are going to rise to the top, and you probably need to put one traditional bank on your list. The only one that I like is probably JP Morgan, because I like Jamie Dimon. On the banking side, if inflation gets insanely crazy, I saw somebody in the comments put the Apple would drop because of quantitative easing and inflation. They'll slide down some. Like my 18-month target, write this down, for Apple is 277.97. That's what it'll go to. Facebook in 3 years will go to 466.40, and 291.47 for Facebook is a good entry price. But now, like, for those of you who don't know, to make it simple, kudos to our first-time listeners. Quantitative easing is like when Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa was on steroids. So when everybody was hitting 82 home runs and 75 home runs and everybody was passing up Ken Griffey because he was natural, we're now going to start seeing these companies that had incredible gains. And even on the venture and angel side, when people are doing 30 and 40 deals in a quarter, that is going to slow down and the market is going to pull back. I think the S&P should probably do maybe 17.3% growth by end of year. But inflation and quantitative easing is going to kill all the terrible companies and the crypto projects that have no actual value. For those of you who remember the ICOs a few years ago, this will set up a lot of Web3 projects, DAOs, and peer-to-peer payment system projects that are not good, that is going to cause them to fall. Hit the like button. Love y'all.
There you have it.
Shoddy, I'm not getting on your nerves no more this month. I had my one look Kanye thing. The grease jacket was tight.
Leather jacket Ian has arrived.
Yeah. Shout out to Kanye. He
like, you said in 2021. I got to send your bottles too, though. I had COVID. I'm going to send you, though. Moet, got you.
Rosé.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.